What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 10 of the Syndicates. Eddie, Vic, and John all back again. Rough week last week, but man, we hit on a lot of things. I felt like we touched on that were spot on, but just the picks didn't come through last week. So, Vic, I can't believe we're already in the double-digit weeks of the season, man.
I know. It's crazy to think, like, we were worried that the season might not happen. We were worried, you know, a lot of weeks would get canceled, but knock on wood, man. So far, so good. I don't know if you guys saw the announcement yesterday, but if any games get canceled, they're going to add two more playoff squads. Did you guys see that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah, it'll be an 8-team per conference.
So that's going to be interesting. Yeah, I mean, it'll make it 16 teams get in the playoffs if any games get canceled. So I don't know what's going to happen, man. We've been saying this, I guess, every week. So, but numbers are spiking across the country. Hospitals are filling up again. So let's hope things stay the course, man, because it's been fun as a fantasy gambling survivor. It's just DFS. I'm always loving it, just like you guys. So let's keep it rolling.
Definitely. All right. So this week is also Masters week, so I'm pretty pumped about that. I'm going to have a lot of Masters plays to give you guys at the end. So
no. Oh, I got
I'm going to dish them out.
Pull out my little notebook.
Yeah, I was going to say, John, you might even begin on this one too, because these are some good ones I got. But we'll start out in the NFL, of course. That's our bread and butter. So first up on Thursday Night Football, Indy +2 on the road at Tennessee. Vic, it looks like a lot of the bets are still coming in on Tennessee. People still love the Titans.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, they, as bad as the Bears looked last week, they literally had so many chances to win that game. So that does not bode well for the Titans. You got about 60% of the public on Tennessee. The line has gone up. Some early money came in on the Titans. I see it at -2 across the board right now. I think the public sour on the Colts after last week. My pick of the week last week burned me. It seemed like they were dominating that game. Then Taylor fumbles and Phillip Rivers falls like a Super Mario game. And I don't know, it was an
interception that wasn't an interception.
Yep.
That was so Darius, bad.
Darius Leonard got hurt, and it was just one bad thing after another. So it looks like people have just kind of bailed off of the Colts in this situation.
Yeah, that game was so tough for me to handicap throughout the week because that line was just fluctuating like crazy. And, you know, I had somebody who I respected what they bet on. They were on the Ravens. And they made a good point. They said, you know, the Ravens dominated the Steelers the week prior to that. And if the Ravens had just won that game instead of losing it, that line probably wouldn't have been a pick 'em or +1 where it was. It probably would have been a little like -3, -4.5. But I still was on the Colts myself, so I caught a loss there. But, John, what are you thinking about this game this week on Thursday Night Football? I know you're going to be having some action on it.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at the over, but probably not. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of dipped a little bit. So I'm kind of going to probably veer off that. This game is going to come down to Phillip Rivers because Tennessee's pass defense is not good. If Rivers is going to be able to make plays without turning the ball over, then, you know, Indy's got a chance. I would say Indy's a smart side in this game. I'm concerned because I feel like Tennessee offensively is going to be able to move the ball. And I don't know if I can trust Rivers, you know, not to have a bad game. So I don't know, man, I'm kind of still caught in the middle. I haven't made up my mind. Usually on a Thursday night game, and if I don't know what I'm doing, I kind of just wait till the end and just put a little small taste on something. Just again, like, so you guys know, so I have some sort of action on it, but that's kind of where I stand right now. I feel like Indy's a smart side. I just personally can't trust Rivers.
Yeah. That's kind of how I am right now too. It's just Phillip Rivers, man. He gives you this feeling of like no confidence in your bet sometimes where it could just, you could be in a good spot and then you could be gone at any moment. And then also vice versa. I mean, like that game earlier in the year when they played the Bengals and they came back from, you know, down 21-7 and he played really well that game. So you get the Jekyll Hyde with Phillip Rivers and you just never know who you're going to get. So I'll probably, I'll bet this closer to game time I don't know who I lean yet, though. So I will bet this, though. Next up on the Sunday slate, John, I see there's no line for the Lions. Was this game, like, moved or something a while ago?
I don't even know why there's no line.
It's Stafford. He got hurt. They're waiting to make sure that he's good to go.
They're playing the Washington football team, right?
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, Chase Daniels is horrendous. So
yeah, he is.
I think they're literally just trying to make sure that they don't get burned.
What do you guys think this line is with and without Stafford? You guys got an opinion, or do you know already?
With Stafford, probably Lions minus three. Right. Without, pick them. Minus one.
Look, if it's without Stafford, I'm taking Washington.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, but I don't think, I mean, I think we'll be blessed with a pick 'em, which you're probably right. It would probably, you know, it might be pick 'em. But I mean, Alex Smith didn't look that bad last week in the second half of that game. Yeah, he threw a couple picks, but a guy fell down and another one, he had a lot of pressure in his face and was the end of the game. So he made a snap decision. But I mean, he's got a full week of practice now. I would lean towards Redskins in this – I'm sorry, Washington football team in this game. But I don't know what the line – I would lean towards them if Chase Daniels was playing, and I don't even know what the – I mean, I don't think I'm going to care what the line is because it can't possibly be – I don't think it will be any more than Washington minus three and a half. But I would lean them if Chase Daniels playing. But I think Stafford's going to be okay.
Yeah, Lions definitely didn't – have their best effort last week against the Vikings. And I was unfortunately on the Lions pretty small. So probably should have consulted with John beforehand. Since there's no line, we won't spend that much time on that game. But next up, we have the Texans. This one also says it's off the board. Texans plus three on the road at Cleveland. Is it on the board or is it off the board?
Nah, I see it. I see it on the board. I guess Mayfield got into contact with some people that had COVID, and he
It was like kind of it was the other list, I think. So it looks like he's going to be okay. I see it on the board now, pretty much settled at Browns minus three. It started at like Browns minus two and a half. It's up to three in most spots. The public is on Cleveland at about a 65% clip right now.
I like them in this spot here. I feel like they're gonna. I feel like Houston is not good, and I feel like Jacksonville showed us last week that, you know, you're gonna be able to move the ball on Houston. The only thing I'm worried about, and I saw it with Stafford last week. If he's on the Stafford protocol where he's not in contact with them, like Stafford didn't practice all last week. They put him on a private jet, and he didn't see any of his teammates until he got onto the field on Sunday. So if that's what they're doing with Baker, I don't know, maybe timing might be off a little, especially I believe they're coming off of a bye. Cleveland, did they play last week?
No.
Yeah. So, but look, I like them in this spot here. I feel like they're going to be able to run the ball on Houston and be able to, you know, pass the ball on Houston pretty effectively. So one thing is, you know, their Cleveland secondary is not that good. And, you know, Deshaun Watson's on the other side, but I'm going to be on Cleveland here. I don't mind giving up, you know, what is it? It's just a field goal. It's not three and a half. So Cleveland minus three. I don't see them losing this game.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, John. I love the Browns in this spot. I think coming off they went into the bye kind of, you know, trending downwards a little bit, but that's when I always like to get teams coming out of the bye off of like a down streak. When they're going into a bye hot, I like to fade them coming out of the bye. So the Browns here coming out off of a bye week, I really like them. They're getting healthy. Nick Chubb is coming back. So I'm all about the Browns in this spot. Vic, what do the percentages look like?
Public is on Cleveland. So you got about 65% of the public. You do have money on the Browns, and that's what moved the lineup from 2 to 3 in most spots. I don't think it gets over three. I think if it gets to 3.5, some people might come back on Houston just because of the Browns kicking woes. They got burned a couple weeks ago with the Bengals, right, in a similar scenario. So, but yeah, public's on Cleveland right now. I think for a lot of the reasons, John, and you touched on, right, like Cleveland should be able to run the ball. The only caveat I'll give you guys is weather. And it's looking like this is going to be a really, really nasty wind game early.
Oh my God.
20, 27 miles per hour winds. So just that, something to keep in mind.
Yeah, wind was a big factor in their Raiders game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So similar, and they lost that game. So
yeah, but you know what? I feel like that might benefit them a little bit. You know what? You know what I'm seeing? Why I just paused for a second. I feel like this line, I see it already went to 3.5 at some spots. I can still get 3, but this is going to end up 3.5. So if you guys like this and you're listening to it and you can get it in on time, it's still Cleveland -3, but I'm seeing 3.5 at some spots. It just like literally just moved as we were talking.
Wow. Yeah. So definitely jump on that now, because it sounds like it's going to go up a little bit here soon. So I think we all kind of lean on the Browns there. And Vic, I think what you mentioned there with the weather is going to be pretty important, especially because we saw how the Browns played previously against the Raiders when the wind was a little out of control. But you know, we'll keep an eye on that for sure. And how healthy the Browns are coming out of this with Baker Mayfield and Nick Chubb and everything. So definitely something to keep your eye on there. Next up for the 1 o'clock slate, man, this is going to be an ugly one. Just no fun at all. Jacksonville at Green Bay. I don't have an opinion on this. Jake Luton, the Jags, not really my cup of tea. Too much to lay with the Packers though. So let me see who the Packers have coming on deck. Who do they have next week? It looks like they got the Colts next week. So nothing really too big rivalry. Yeah, I guess I would lean the Jags, but I'm not going to bet this game. So John, you going to bet this one at all?
I might have it in my survivor pick because I haven't used Green Bay yet. So, I'll just stick with that. Green Bay as a survivor pick.
Vic, are you surviving this one as well?
Yes, sir. I was setting it up and it worked out. I went Pittsburgh last week, man.
Oh my God. Even after I told you the whole Charlie Batch thing.
I know you told me not to. What happened was I literally put it in earlier in the week and it was one of those things where I literally forgot.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, this is over. Like I'm at a cousin's thing. You guys will know how this is because you're both married, but like anything on Sunday is like brutal, right? Like a family birthday, this and that.
Same damn thing happened to me.
And I'm there and then I'm at this thing and then I'm like watching this game and I'm on my phone the whole time. And then I literally am like about to cry, like not cry, but you know what it is. Like there's 50 people left. This is like a 400 person survivor pool, nice pot. So I'm just like in a bad mood, right? And your wife notices, then you're like, my in-laws are there looking at me like, who is this kid like doing this stuff? Eventually, like they pulled it out. But my point was like, yeah, I got stuck because I put it in early and then I set it up so that I could take Green Bay this week. So yeah, I'm going with them in survivor. I don't know, man, their run defense is just so bad. That 14 does seem like a lot. And but the public's pretty, I mean, it's pretty split, which is surprising. I thought more people would be on the Packers, but it's like 50-50 right now. And the line is moving down in some spots. It's down to 13 in some spots. So I don't know if it's because Luton looked pretty good last week, but or people just think it's a lot of points. But yeah, I'll take Green Bay and survivor. I don't really have a side.
Yeah, I don't either. So we won't spend too much time on that game either. Next up, we have the battle of the NFC East, Philadelphia on the road, -3.5 against the New York Giants. Giants have been coming together a little bit this year. They're looking a lot better than they have in the beginning weeks. Vic, I know you kind of touched, or you've been on the Giants a few times this year and feel like you have a good feel for them. So you think this is a good spot for them here? Because I kind of like them.
Yeah, I think it's a really good spot. The public's going to be on the Eagles. They're getting hit about 65% clip. The line is 3.5. I look the hook. I mean, the Giants are bad, man. Like, Danny Dimes is just terrible. 1 to 2 turnovers a game. Like, this is what scares me is last week, John touched on it a little when he was talking about the Washington football team, but I think they had like 3 turnover. WFT had like 3 turnovers.
5
turnovers, yeah, a 3 fumbles and a pick or something. I don't even remember. So 5 turnovers, and the Giants still only won by 3, and the Washington football team had a chance on the last drive. And this is with, like, their third-string quarterback, right, who just got put into the game. So But the Giants play everyone down to a field goal. And then this division, to me, everyone is the same, right? So usually in this division, I like to take the points, especially when two teams like this match up. So I like the Giants in this spot, just as usual, worried about Danny Dimes. And Philly is coming off of a bye. Teams have done well this year off of a bye. So that's those are some of the things that concern me. Eddie, John, what do you like in this game?
Yeah, I know our boy Ran Lyon was on the Redskins as his I said that twice today on the Washington football team for his wife's pick or whatever. He tweeted it out like a few minutes before game time. I kind of was already in on the Giants, so I that's how I knew right away. It was five turnovers last week. I was watching that game, so I saw what they were made of. I feel like they play hard. I feel like they like their coach and they play for him. And Danny Dimes didn't, I don't think, turned it over last week. He almost did a few times. He fumbled it and they got it back, but he didn't turn it over. I feel like Philly coming off of a bye and no real home field advantage. I don't know. I feel like there's a little bit of value on Philly here. So I'm not playing this game. Saying all that, I'm still not playing this game. But if this is the game that you're playing, I would take the Eagles.
Yeah, I am kind of leaning with Vic here. I like the Giants in this spot. I don't think they're as bad as like the perception of them is. It's just the turnovers that are awful. If they don't turn the ball over in so many of these games, they do pretty well. I think last week was a good example where they won the turnover battle. So that's why they look so much better than they actually are. But yeah, I mean, I like the Giants in this spot here, especially because we're getting the hook. I just don't think Philadelphia is as good as, you know, the Super Bowl type team or the perception of how the Eagles are. So they'll definitely win this division, but you know, these teams in this division are just awful altogether. So I'm going to go with the Giants plus the 3.5, not anything major that I'd lean to here, but probably something I may bet on later in the week or throw in a dip. Just kidding. But we'll see. No, I won't do that. This next game, though, I won't dip this one either. But Tampa Bay coming off the embarrassing loss on Sunday Night Football against the Carolina Panthers. So minus 4.5, some fives out there for Tampa Bay being the favorite on the road. Vic, I saw a stat about this. This is one of the worst DVOA games and one of the best DVOA games for two teams. Like the Saints had one of the best ever and the Panther or the Bucks had one of the worst ever. Did you hear that at all? I know you follow DVOA. True. A lot.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, the Saints were the best in history. I think that's what I read. And yes, the same thing with the Bucks. And I think the Bucks ran the ball the least amount of times in an NFL game. Or in the modern NFL game or something, you know, something like that as well. So it was completely lopsided right off the jump. But and because of that, and because Carolina played the Chiefs neck and neck, the public's actually on Carolina at a big clip here, 65%. The line has come down. It's settled at kind of Bucks 4.5. Call me crazy, but I like the Bucks in this spot, man. I think it's a big recency bias. And they get back on track in this situation. So I'd love to pick both of your brains. I'll let you keep going, Eddie. But that's what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was leaning as well was with the Bucks. I just like them in this spot here. I think it's a little bit of kind of a revenge game when the team gets embarrassed in prime time. You know, I think it's just a good opportunity for them to rebound, especially when you're playing a division opponent. One thing that does scare me is they do have the Rams on deck. So I don't think they'll be looking ahead, but you know, I always look at the schedule and see who's coming up.
I think so it's got like the Rams. A division game, though, right?
Yeah.
Being off such an embarrassing loss. I think if they had won last game, then I would love the Panthers in this spot. But they got embarrassed. Arians kind of called out Brady in a way. People are, you know, taking their shots. You know, I would just caveat that with, like, division game off of a loss. That's why I like them in this situation.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree. I think the Bucks is the play here. I think they're definitely going to win the game. How much is always the question. So we'll see for sure there. But John, who are you liking in this one?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. So like, I know the defense hasn't shown up the last couple of weeks. The Giants were able to move the ball on them, and and we saw what the Saints did last week. But what Carolina does, throwing the checkdowns, I feel like the linebackers are going to be able to contain those. They, you know, they got a really good linebacker crew in Levante David and Devin White, right? So they're going to be able to control the middle of the field. Bridgewater can't throw deep. And the way that I've seen teams, you know, be able to beat the Giants, to beat the Bucs the last few weeks is, you know, they're hitting those 15, 20 yard passes, you know, in some kind of like zone coverage. But what Carolina is going to do and with the crossing routes, the linebackers should be able to contain. Now, maybe Carolina changes it up. And, you know, they're running Mike Davis and I don't know, CMC okay. I don't know if he's playing or not, but, you know, the Vita Vea is a
big loss, man. Big loss. He went down. Yeah, they're
we
they're
saw that. You, Vic called it a few weeks ago when he broke his leg or whatever he did. And it didn't come into play the following week. They beat whoever they beat. But the Giants game, you know, you saw his you saw the effect of him not being in the game. And last week they were able to run the, you know, Murray was running right up the middle. So I don't know if Carolina's going to be able to do that or not. But I'm with you. Saying all that, I like the Bucs. It's 4.5, I think, right?
Yeah,
it's 4.5.
And John, to your point, it looks like CMC. The latest update today from Rappaport right before we got on the pod was like, it's not looking good. He's not practicing today.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a huge loss for them if they're not going
to. I mean, we saw how he's the best. We saw it last week against the Chiefs. Like,
now,
every little dump off, everything, he just turns it up and he's just a nightmare. So, you know, Mike Davis is solid, but completely different kind of games. And that's why I agree with you. The linebackers should. This Bucs defense literally was embarrassed last week. So, you know, they should be able to contain the Panthers in this spot.
Yeah, and then Tampa really honestly, they had like three and outs. And if that happens, your defense has to kind of carry you, and they didn't. So they didn't let Tom get back into that game last week. I mean, when you're down 21-0, it's kind of hard to, you know, to stick to your game plan. So I see the Tampa offense having a lot of production this week against a – not so good Carolina defense. So we're all on the same page. I think we all like Tampa Bay here.
Antonio Brown didn't look bad. I don't know if you guys stuck with the second half. It was such a bad game, but.
No, he didn't. But I feel like Tom Brady looked his way a little too much. And
true.
Mike didn't Evans focus on Mike pissed. Evans. Yeah. So I think and that's what's going to happen, man, is because you have so many big personalities and big ego wide receivers, you got to spread the wealth. And then you got two really good running backs. So you got good tight ends. Like, man, yeah. Good luck. I mean, I know you want to stack up your roster and everything, but good luck keeping the chemistry and everything. So,
well, let me ask you one thing, Eddie. I know we got a short on time, but you watch the Saints a lot, right? And every time Mike Evans plays Lattimore, I feel like Lattimore plays him super well. Like, he shuts him down. Like, he's on him like glue. So I don't know if it was like Brady going to AB more than like usual, but I just feel like Lattimore always has his number, so maybe he was just trying to stay away from that situation.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw Bruce Arians. He said a lot. The one thing is that Mike Evans struggles against bigger cornerbacks. I don't know what it is, but James Bradbury, who played for the Panthers, used to shut him down every time that they played, because I remember I had Mike Evans in fantasy for like 2 years, and every time that they played the Panthers, he would be awful because James Bradbury would just lock him up. And Marshawn Lattimore is a little bit bigger of a cornerback. He's not like super tall like Bradbury, but he's 6 foot. So he's a good sized corner. And yeah, I think that's just the kind that Mike Evans usually struggles against in those situations. So probably something that they focused on before the game where he wasn't involved too much in the game plan, or I don't know if Brady just wanted to get AB involved a little bit more since they're roommates and BFFs. So who knows?
Yeah.
John, man, we have, first of all, this week is really weird because there are more 4 o'clock games than there are 1 o'clock games, I think, or it's equal. I heard Andrew Siciliano talk about it last week on the Red Zone channel. It's really weird week, but we have three 4:05 specials, John.
And they're four or five specials.
Dude, are they ever? They are some good ones. So we'll start with the first one that's listed here. Denver at the Raiders. Looks like the Raiders are -5 in Las Vegas. So, John, I'll let you kick it off first. If there's anything you like on this one, if this is a special one, or if we're going to look to one of the other ones in a little bit.
Of the three, this is probably the least of the special ones here.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, Raiders looked okay. They're playing good under Gruden, man. This line has crept up. It's from 4 up to 5.5. But I mean, I don't know. I still kind of lean Denver. I feel like these AFC West conference games always come down to like a field goal, right? So, and we saw the last, you know, I've lived by this conference, died by this conference the last 2 weeks. And I've seen like it come down to the last play. So I see this being a field goal game. If you made me, again, like I said, this is of the three, this is probably my least favorite. I would say this might be a field goal game. I kind of lean Denver, but I'm not exactly sure if this is the one I'm going to play.
Yeah. Vic, anything you like in this one?
Everything John touched on is kind of what I was thinking. I'll probably sit this one out. You got about 55% of the public on Denver, which is surprising. Do you guys think the Las Vegas Raiders are kind of underrated at this point? Because their defense is horrendous, but their pass offense is legit, and they're winning a lot of these close, tough games. You know, they went to Cleveland. Like, a lot of people aren't picking them in these spots. Again, last week, pulling that out, they should have lost. That Megatron rule and kind of came into effect, right? But I don't know, man. They're winning games. Like John said, they're playing well under John Gruden. We've seen the last 2 years, like, transformation in the offense is legit. And Carr's looked a lot better this year. Waller's pretty, you know, pretty sick, and running game's good. And I don't know, man. So Denver hasn't impressed me. I feel like they're like the Bears. They wait until like the fourth quarter, down, you know, 17 points, and then they kind of start getting it rolling. So I'll probably sit this one out, but I see both sides of the coin here. Eddie, what do you like?
So this game here, yeah, I'm so up in the air on this one, because I think, like you said, Vic, the Raiders are a little underrated by the public, but at the same time, I feel like they're a little, they're not very good at the same time. So it's hard for me to get behind them in certain spots. The one time I really felt good about them was when they played the Browns a couple weeks ago, but their defense is just so, I don't know, inconsistent, where it's very hard for me to trust them. So I will probably be setting this game out, just because there are a lot of other 4 o'clock games I'm going to be playing. So I lean Denver, but not anything major here. So go to the next one. Going to be the Bills. They are on the road at Arizona. Looks like Arizona -2, -1.5 in some places. Guys, I told you about this last week. They were going to beat Seattle. Now they're going to lose to Arizona. So yes, I am on the Cardinals in this spot here. I really think this is a good spot. The Bills go into their bye next week. They are coming off of a major high right now, and I think they're going to come out really flat, having to go all the way out to Arizona for a week, you know, nice warm weather in the desert. And I feel like they're going to kind of lay an egg, because they go into their bye next week. So this is just not a good spot for them. Same how it was against Seattle last week. I knew they were going to beat the Seahawks. That was just one of those games I had a really good feeling about. This one I have another good feeling about. Not as much, because I think I wish the Cardinals would have looked better last week. I was on them pretty big. The Dolphins, when they had that fumble return for a touchdown early in the game, I live bet the Cardinals again. So I kind of double dipped there, and that burned me. But yeah, I like the Cardinals in this spot here. I think they're going to come out, and I think they're going to get the win. And it's just more fading Buffalo in this spot, just because I know how that this team is. And I think they do come out a little flat here. So Vic, what are the percentages looking like in this one? Is everybody on the Bills too?
Yeah, everyone's on the Bills. I got to give you credit on two things. You called the Bills as your pick of the week last week. And then while we were chatting on Sunday, you did say, if things hold, make sure you take the Cards as soon as you can. And so it's shaping up exactly like you said. But yeah, 65% of the public is on the Bills. You do have 55% of the money on the Cards. The line is at 2, 2.5 across the board right now, I'm seeing. So, yeah, I like the Cards, man. Good situational spot. They kind of got embarrassed. It's going to be a tough week for them. Coaches are probably going to get on them, right, like to lose to Tua. I feel like Kyler's upset. And like you said, maybe the Bills are just flat spot for them going into a bye, traveling across the country. Just a good situational spot and kind of a Joes versus pros kind of game. So I like the Cards. John, what do you like?
Man, and Eddie Z, I trust. When we play these, when the Bills are playing, I always listen to your handicap. So the only thing I'm worried about is the coaching mismatch. I don't like Arizona's coaching compared to Buffalo's coaching. I love the way Buffalo's coached. Arizona's always going for it on fourth down, I feel like. So, but you know what? And Eddie Z, I trust in Buffalo game. So I'm going Arizona. I'm rolling Arizona. You said it on Sunday after, you know, if it played out the way it did, to take Arizona. So I'm sticking to my guns here. I'll be on Arizona also.
Yeah, I feel like I generally try to stay unbiased with this team, and I have a pretty good feel for them. Like, I knew that they would beat the Raiders earlier in the year, even though that was like a spot where they should have been faded. And this one here, I think, is just a really good spot for Arizona and to take advantage of it. So this next one, though, this game I'm having a little bit of trouble with. It's another 4:05 game. So, John, I'll kind of lean to you on this one. I want to go against the Dolphins really bad here, just because I feel like they are getting pretty lucky in their past two games, which is the way some bounces are going their way, some turnovers, things like that. The Chargers, they have burned us a couple of times. They've helped us a couple of times. Who knows? They're kind of a Jekyll Hyde as well. So we're looking at the line here. It's LA Chargers plus 2.5 on the road in Miami. Two things that concern me here. And then, John, I'll kick it over to you. One, the travel all the way out to from the West Coast to the East Coast for the Chargers. And then number two, Jerome Boger's ref in this game.
No. And
man, has he been money for the home teams this year? He has been money for the home team. So I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I think he lives in Florida because he's getting like all of the Southeast games. Like, he's going to Atlanta, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, Miami a couple of times. Just one thing I don't know I picked up on, but I think they're trying to keep the refs pretty close to where their home is, so there's not too much travel this year. But John, what are you thinking in this one now you hear about that?
Dude, you just like you just put me on tilt. I thought you were gonna say the coaching mismatch too, and I was like, you know, I'll get over the coaching mismatch.
That is one as well. Yes, yeah, for sure.
Okay, but listen, look, you're just looking at this. Miami just beat the Rams. They just beat Arizona, right? They're hot. Why are they only minus 2.5? Why are they baiting people into taking the Dolphins here? Why is this line not 3? Is what I'm questioning. And when I see that, it makes me lean towards the Chargers. I can't believe that game last week. When it's so funny, Vic was saying he was at his I was at a birthday party myself, and I'm sitting there and I'm cheering for the Cowboys, and the guy throws an interception when they're up 4 on the goal line. And then that play happened and he caught the ball and there's no volume on. I'm just looking and, you know, I thought we won, and then the ball hit the ground and it was just wild, man. So I listen, this Boger thing really threw me off here. Because he really does. Sometimes you take a game and the refs affect like two possessions, and these are the kind of Boger's is the kind of guy that affects possessions. So, man, this was gonna be my pick of the week. I was just gonna say it now, and it still might be by the time we're done. But I like the Chargers in the spot here because this line's only 2.5. I feel like everybody's gonna be on the Dolphins. Maybe Vic can tell us where the money's going to be at. And then I guess I'll just decide on the end if I'm going to keep this my pick of the week or change my mind.
I mean, he's not going to hit every home game for the home teams. It's only going to be like a 66% clip. And right now I think he's like 5-1 or 6-1 or 5-2 this year for the home team. So,
yeah, you know, the only one he lost was probably that Jets on Thursday night.
Yeah.
If you remember, the Jets like just wouldn't stop getting 15-yard personal fouls. They couldn't help it. They had to call them.
Stop it. Yeah, he couldn't stop it. And everyone's getting hot on his scent, Eddie. So this might be the game he throws, you know, he's got to throw everyone off a little bit. So, but yeah, the public's all over Miami after the last couple of performances. You got 60% on them. And then some early money did come in on Miami, but then I'm seeing a lot of like some sharps took three. So I'm seeing both sides of the coin on in regards to like pros, but the public's all over Miami.
Who are you liking in this one?
Man, I mean, I like the Chargers right off the bat. The two things that scare me is like one, the coaching matchup. I feel like Flores much better coach, right? And then Jerome Boger. But I always said, like, I like the Chargers as dogs. I love this Herbert kid. I've loved him since the first time I saw him play this year. I saw him in college, but I'm talking about this year in some of those big spotlight games, being double-digit underdogs, eight-point underdogs, and just playing teams as well as they can. So, you know, expect Miami to come down a little bit. I just wish I could get the extra, the hook, just because of Boger and Lynn. You need everything you can against those two dudes. So I might just wait. But if it is John's pick of the week and it's his 4 or 5 belt game, I'll take it for sure. So I'll wait for John at the end.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm leaning the Chargers as well, but it's just tough. It's going to pull me back a little bit just because I just looked it up. He's 6-2. Home teams are 6-2 against the spread for his games this year. He's hit his last four, it looks like. So
yeah, we've been on him.
Yeah, we have. I mean, Atlanta last week, Eagles the week before, Bucks the week before against the Packers, Ravens I was on against the Bengals, destroying them. Yeah, so, and then I think the Jets was the one that we kind of lost out on with him. But yeah, the coaching mismatch is also something you guys mentioned, because Anthony Lynn, I've said it all along. I think we were talking about it in the group chat, or I was talking to my buddy. It was 6 seconds left. We both had the Chargers, and that was the first play. I'm like, please God, just don't throw the fade. What does he do? Throws the fade to Mike Williams. I'm like, God, the least efficient play in football. Yep. And then I tell my buddy again, here comes another fade. Watch what happens. Throws the fade again to a third string tight end. I just don't understand it. People say, oh, it's throwing up a 50-50 ball. No, it's a 20%, 80% ball, because it's caught about 20% of the time and it's incomplete about 80% of the time. So stop.
It blows my mind that these guys do this kind of stuff. Like, if it's like Tom Brady to like Mike Evans, even that, like, we saw it. It's not that good of the odds, like you said, Eddie, but the like teams like, hey, you got like Nick Foles throwing a fade to Anthony Miller. No offense, but like, come on, man. Like, how many times is that actually gonna happen? Like, I love them, but like, it just like, it's mind boggling. You nailed it. Like, the percentages, it's just not gonna happen. And you saw it last game, and it just, I don't know, man. When are they gonna realize this?
They get paid. How many millions of dollars? Like, give somebody some money to give you 16 plays that are just like you see these plays that just like work, and they're just throwing up 50-50 balls, which like Eddie said, they're not even 50-50 balls. How don't you have a 16 plays, one per game, that you've never shown before, that you put into play in that situation? I don't understand.
It doesn't make sense. This is like an off-tangent rant, but like, The other thing that I've noticed, like, good teams do, like the Packers or like Tom Brady, is like, say it's like 3rd and 5 and you get like 4.5 yards, but the ref comes in and he gives you a first down, right? And then most good teams, like good quarterbacks, they just run a play. They don't care. They have it in their, like, he'll just call something, hand it off, get a yard, right? Like, and then they can't review it. The Bears and all these terrible teams, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but every single time they're like lollygagging, they come up there. Last 2 weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row, Bears have had plays like this. It's like 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5. Literally, the ref comes in, goes first down. They lollygag, they take the full 30 seconds. Then the other coach is like, oh, wait, hold up. They're not even close to the first down. Shit gets reversed. Like, I don't understand. Like you said, John, like, they should have plays for the red zone and plays for things like this, like common sense, where you just run a play and move on. Like, it's just crazy to me. And that's why, like, bad teams are just bad teams in a lot of ways.
That's just their culture, man. We've been dealing with that here forever. So
exactly. Like, and it's not going to change, it seems like.
Yeah, so it's funny how we rant like all this ranting because, I mean, well, me, but that was my pick of the week. And the week before, they basically did the same thing, Denver, except it was like a fade stop route, I feel like, and where he threw a lot, but he caught it. So, like, you know, we won, so it was all good. This week, he didn't get it, so we're, like, saying, what the hell? But that's what happens.
Yeah. No, I think we all kind of lean the Chargers here. We just have some little bit of hesitancy on some things. So, eventually, the Dolphins have got to kind of pull back and come back to reality because – They're better than we all thought they were, but I don't think they're a 5-3 good football team as their record shows. But hey, you know, as Bill Parcells said, you are what your record is. So next up, 4:25 games we move to. I don't have an opinion on this one. The Cincinnati Bengals, they are +7.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to skip that game just because I don't think we know what Ben is going to do. He's on that COVID list. He'll probably play, but either you guys got anything you want to add to this game real quick, or because I don't really have anything on this one.
No, not really.
I actually liked the Bengals before the COVID stuff happened. So if it comes back out at like 7.5, I might take them just because of like what John said happened with Stafford in a way. Because it looks like Ben's going to come back, but he's not going to practice all week, and he's hurt. Steelers. You know, they're getting by, and to me, backdoor Burrow's just been awesome, man. Like, he doesn't give up, and, you know, seven or more, I like the Bengals in this spot just because I think offensively they'll be able to keep up a little bit.
I like it. So next up is a good game. I think it's probably that game of the week thing that they do every week. But Seattle, they are on the road at the Rams coming off of the flat spot. I think – man, I've been saying all year how bad Seattle's defense is, and the Bills finally exposed it. Thankfully, it was my team that did it because that defense is so bad. And I love the Rams in this spot here. I'm going to continue fading Seattle. I think they're a 4-4 football team. They're 2 yards away from it. Just Russell Wilson is a miracle worker. So give me the Rams in this spot, -1.5. I basically just got to get them to win the game. I think this line should be more -3, -4 for the Rams, to be honest, because on a neutral field – I'd say the Rams are pick 'em, if not maybe even better than Seattle, in my opinion. So I'm going to go – I love the Rams here. I'm definitely going to bet this one. It's definitely something I'm considering as a pick of the week as well. So, Vic, I'll let you go next on this game and let us know your thoughts here. I see the percentages are pretty high on Seattle. Is that right?
Yep, you got it. Everyone's expecting a bounce-back game. 65% of the public is on Seattle, and the line is actually going up for the Rams. So you got some RLM, reverse line movement, on the Rams. It started at 1. It's at 1.5, 2 in a lot of spots right now. So I'm with you. I mean, it's always scary, again, betting against him. You got to give a shout out to your boy, John. His pick, did you have a pick of the week for us from him?
You know what? I was just waiting for it right now. It was because this is the game right here that he picked.
This is because, you know, he called us out on Twitter. Yeah. He called out Eddie. He said, you know, Seattle lock of the week. You had the little segment where you read his text on the call. So I feel like this is going to be a game where he's going to go back to the well with Seattle, and a lot of people are. But I'm with Eddie. I like the Rams in this spot.
John, who you liking?
All right. I don't want to be a downer here. But look, if all these 405 specials are going to come through for us, I texted him. I'm like, give me your sucker pick of the week. So what does he text me? Like he tries to outthink himself, I feel like. So he texts me Rams.
And man.
so like, I don't know, man. Like, are all our picks gonna hit, you know, like are all the sharp supposedly sides gonna win? Are like the Chargers and the Cardinals and this game here all gonna hit? You know, so they don't all, you know, and there's another one coming up after this one that we're going to talk about. So I don't know. I'm staying away from this game in particular, mainly because I feel like Russ doesn't usually have two bad games in a row. And I like other games. I'm leaning towards Cardinals. I'm leaning towards Chargers. I don't like to play a bunch of games all at once. I feel like that never works out too well for me here. And him being like, you know, doing this reverse psychology thing on himself, I feel like saying Rams is his pick is making me feel like other people are going to be thinking that way too. So I'm going to not play this game because of all that, saying all that here. So, but everything you guys said is correct. It's just, man, just look who's on the other side of the ball. Sometimes he just wins things on his own. So I'm going to stay away from this one.
Next up, we got a surprising line, but just due to all the injuries on the 49ers sideline, they are +9 against the Saints. So I see some 9.5s out there as well. Looks like a lot of money coming in on the Saints. I'm going to skip this one, sit it out. I'd probably lean the 49ers here, just the Saints coming out a little flat against the Bucks in here. But the reason I'm going to sit it out is just because I think they might be out for revenge and kind of run up the score from last season, the way that they lost to the 49ers. So that was a little sour taste, and I think they have a little bit of revenge on their mind from last year. But Vic, do you got anything on this game? Because I do not.
No, I'm like you. I'll probably sit it out, but it is up to 10 in a lot of spots right now. So Saints -10, 80% of the public's on, 80-20 game. Everyone saw the Niners get run off, all the injuries. So I agree with you. I see the Saints coming out a little flat in this spot. So I'll either take the 10 or probably sit it out.
John, are you sitting this one out?
Yeah, I might have a small taste on the 49ers. Everybody saw the Saints blow out Tampa, and Victor said this, and 49ers got spanked by Green Bay. So, just public perception, they're going to play the Saints just for that fact. And I feel like this is a 3-point game. So just because I feel like that this game is going to land on 3 somehow, some way, I'm going to play the 49ers for a little bit.
All right. Next up, we go to Sunday Night Football. New England is home against the Ravens. I don't know why they didn't flex this game out, because this is not going to be a good game. But I would probably lean the Patriots +7.5 here, just because it looks so bad on Monday night. Actually, it's mostly sevens is what I'm seeing here. A lot of the money coming in on the Ravens. I think this is going to be a ground and pound game, so wouldn't be surprised to maybe see it go under, which kind of reflects a lot of running in this game by both sides. And when it goes under, it kind of correlates with the +7. So I'll lean the Patriots here. Probably will be what I'm on. But John, you're always betting the Sunday Night Football game. So anything you got in this one here?
I don't know if you remember this game last year. It was three in Baltimore, -3. And me and you were all over Baltimore. And they ended up spanking them by like 35-10 or something like that. I can't remember the final score, but they beat them up pretty good. And it's the same offense against a worse defense than New England was last year with all the key pieces they're missing, and an even worse offense. So, I mean, I'm going to lay the 7. I usually don't like to lay that. This is I don't want to bring it up, but this is a perfect, I feel like, dip spot. But I like Baltimore here. I feel like they're going to win. They're going to cover. I feel like they'll cover a 7. They blew them out last year. It's the same team. They bully these teams. When they're the better team, Lamar Jackson always looks like he's Superman. So I'm going to go Baltimore -7 here.
Vic, you got to be the tiebreaker.
Oh, man. I lean with both. I like both of your picks that you guys gave out. I like the under because I do see ground and pound. And I do like the Pats. I mean, I'm sorry. I like the Ravens just because, like John said, we usually see them beat up bad teams. And so I'll probably just tell you guys in that regard. The public's, of course, on the Ravens 75% clip right now.
I'll tell you one thing. That's the sucker pick, the Ravens, I feel like, in this spot here. And typically the sucker picks have not been have been losing on Sunday night. If you go back and look at them, I don't have them all off the top of my head, but just look at last week. Last week we were all on Tampa, I believe, in this pod here, right?
Yep.
And when I was watching the beforehand, which I usually don't, they flashed the things down at the bottom and everyone had Tampa. I'm like, and I was already in. I was like, oh my God.
I know, that killed me. As soon as I saw that, dude, this year, every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night, I don't know if you guys have noticed, anytime everyone's on one of those guys, they're all on the same side, it loses. Yeah, and it loses by a lot.
I showed my buddy, and we were already in. The guy that we text, I was showing him.
Yeah, then we were toasted.
And then I'm like, dude, he's like, man, we're in. I'm like, and we don't like that's the biggest, I hate taking it out and reversing it or something like that. And
yeah.
Only for a little bit, because we're just watching the game, but Yeah, when you see that, that's wild. So I feel like that's what's gonna happen this week. But I still like Baltimore. I feel like everyone's gonna be on Baltimore. Who's gonna pick New England out of those guys that all picked, you know, Tampa last week? So.
All right, so we're running low on time. Monday Night Football, we'll touch on it real quick. Minnesota, they are -2.5 on the road. Looking at this game, I'd probably lean the Bears, but Vic, I'm going to just turn it over to you. You know the squad best.
Yeah, we don't have time, so I can't rant on the Bears. I like the Bears in this spot. I think it's a great play. Bears +3 at a lot of spaces. It's going to be a classic Joe's versus Pros game. Everyone's on Minnesota. The money's on the Bears. I'll leave you guys with this. The last 2 years that Kirk Cousins has faced the Bears, they've absolutely dominated him. He looks like he doesn't want to be in those games after a quarter. This is a perfect spot where, like, everyone's loving the Vikings again and Kirk Cousins on national TV, and the Bears D is going to do their thing. And I don't know how. I don't know if the Bears can even score 20 points, but I see them winning this game straight up.
All right, John, you got anything on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I like the Bears also. Kirk Cousins never plays good on Monday, so I'll be on Bears too.
Give me the Bears as well. 3 for 3.
The Bears have all right. Dalvin Cook and Cousins the last 2 years. So, yeah, I think it's a really good spot.
Before we get to our picks of the week, I'm just going to give out some Masters bets that I've bet just so that everybody can get on these. So I got 5 picks to win that I bet. First one is Justin Thomas.
Eddie. That was my pick.
Perfect. So I got him at 12-1. I like Xander Schauffele at 14-1. I think he's going to play really well. He was tied for the lead pretty late in the Masters last year, so I think he's going to perform pretty well here as well. John Rahm is my favorite pick of the week. I think he's going to have a good one. I got him at 12-1 as well. He's down to 8-1 a lot of spots, second highest favorite on the board. I think he's just playing really well. This course sets up really well for him this week too. Dustin Johnson, I took him at 10-1, a little bit of a chalky pick. Don't like that one as much, but I think the way he's playing right now, I think he's number one ranked golfer in the world. You got to back him here. He's finished in the top 10 the last 4 times he's played at the Masters, so he's doing really well, and I think we're going to get a pretty good performance out of him here. And then my long shot, I took Tony Finau at 45-1. He's down to 24-1, so that number has dropped a lot. I still like him at 24-1, but he always chokes on Sundays for tournaments, so I don't know if he's actually going to win it. One bet I do like for him is to finish in the top 20. It's -110.
That's what I was going to say is I like his top 20, top 10. I'm a little scared about him winning it.
Tony Finau to finish in the top 20 is -110. I like that one a lot. Then some matchups here. Bryson DeChambeau is the favorite to win this whole thing. You guys probably have heard about also his whole swing change and everything. But if you look at a lot of his individual matchups, he's an underdog in those individual matchups, like the tournament props. And I think the reason is that because the books are so exposed on him in the futures market that it's kind of juiced up a little bit. And a lot of the big sharp money is coming in on those matchups. And that's why he's the underdog there. So my favorite bet of the week is John Rahm over Bryson DeChambeau at -130. So if you can find that out there, definitely take John Rahm in that spot. I also like Matt Kuchar over Gary Woodland. Gary Woodland is injured. He hasn't been playing very well lately. He's going through some swing changes. So I just don't think he's going to perform very well. So I took Matt Kuchar in that spot there. And then the last one I have here, John Rahm +225 to finish in the top 5. Put a little bit on that as well, just because I think he's, like I said, he's going to play really well this week. I think he'll be in contention come Sunday. So just one thing to note, fade the big hitters. Augusta is really a second shot golf course. So I know everyone's looking at the Bryson DeChambeau. He could very well break Augusta. Who knows? We'll see. But I'm fading the big hitters in this spot here, just because second shots is really what's most important. A lot of short game stuff here. So that is my Masters breakdown for the week. But let's get to our real picks of the week for the NFL, since that's what everybody comes for. So, Vic, I'll let you go first with who you like.
Yeah, for Masters, I did take Justin Thomas. I think he's been playing awesome golf, kind of under the radar. Love him getting 13-1 in a lot of spots. And I'm going to go with my team, man. I think this is a really, really good spot for the Bears. It's going to be a classic Joes versus Pros game. I've seen the Bears defense with my own eyes dominate Kirk Cousins and Dalvin Cook the last couple of years. So I see them bouncing back, winning this game straight up. So I'll take the 3 points as my pick of the week.
I like it. I love the Bears in this spot too. So, John, I'll let you go next and give us one of these 405 specials maybe.
Yeah, we're not going to have any anything before 405, it doesn't sound like, for the people. But, man, I'm going to stick to my guns here, man. This is a classic Joe Pro game, and I'm going to go with the pro side here. I like Chargers. They're going to win this game probably outright. Defensively, they should be able to shut down Tua. Should offset Boger and the coaching mismatch. So give me the Chargers. I'm going to run them back for the third week in a row for my 405 special.
Oh, man. So you guys are making me choose between my two favorite games. I was really hoping one of you would take the Rams or the Bill or the Cardinals. But now I got to make a pick. You know, I'm gonna stick with fading the Seahawks. I think this is a good spot for the Rams coming off the bye. So I'm going to go with the Rams -1.5 is my pick of the week. So just to recap them, Rams -1.5 is my pick of the week. John's going with the Chargers +2.5. Vic going with the Bears +3 as our picks of the week. And then, John, you got anything for college real quick before we jump off?
I do. I'll make it really quick. I love Virginia Tech this week. They're playing a 9th-ranked Miami team that was in a shootout against I forgot off the top of my head. They played on Thursday night last week. So King looked good, but Virginia Tech is getting healthier. Their defense was all COVID out like most of the year, but some of those guys are back now. So Virginia Tech is -2.
Yeah, there's the favorites. That's any time you see that, you know that something's up when an unranked team is or the lower ranked team is favored over the higher ranked team.
The money is not indicating that like this is like a sharp pick or anything like that, but just like you said, a ranked 6-1 team that's ninth ranked 6-1 team against a 4-3 team, and the 4-3 team is minus, give me that all day. So that's my pick. I'll give you Virginia Tech. If anyone wants more later, you guys can tweet me. I got a few more. I know we're running out of time and I don't want to give them all out here. So Virginia Tech -2.
I like it. So we got NFL picks, college picks, masters picks. Let's just all make some money this week and come back next week a lot richer. And then like our boy Randline says, hopefully we can buy some things for the wives for some pretty things, who knows what, but we'll see. All right, guys, best of luck this week and we'll get back together next week.
That was fun. Cool. Good luck.
See ya.